Last Friday, South Sudan's General Education Ministry launched a Center for Learning Mandarin at the Juba Day Secondary School in Juba, immediately prompting rebukes from some young people on social media. Pagura Abraham says although it's good to speak many languages, learning the Chinese language is not a priority in South Sudan at the moment. He says China should invest in the peace implementation process or build schools rather than teaching Mandarin.
If the Chinese want to help, they should divert the resources to ensuring that the peace is restored. We have very many things. There are schools, there are students, pupils still studying under trees. If there is money, that would be the priority to construct the school, to improve the syllabus. And when you look at Africa and the world, this is not a hidden thing. Everyone knows the interest of China in the continent of Africa.
Ongwenro Danish, an advocacy officer with the Child Rights Civil Society Coalition, says the education ministry should develop indigenous languages first before introducing more international languages.
We would give priority first to the vernacular, especially for the ECDs, the early childhood development programs. And this is key for any comprehension of a child in any country, in any part of the world where mother tongue is a priority, because that should be the language of comprehension. Then from there, a child can now get to learn other languages. And this, we have official languages that we already use in this country. That is English, and there is also Arabic.
Dennis says if it is just an institute for learning foreign languages, it's fine. But once the Ministry of General Education gets involved, it baffles him that the government will prioritize the Chinese language, even though many citizens are not fluent in English or Arabic, which are the official languages in the country. However, some South Sudanese believe learning an international language leads to certain opportunities. Junior Dao, who currently works in Kenya's Kwale County with an advocacy organization, Global Trauma Projects, says he got the opportunity to work in Kenya because he speaks the Kiswahili language. He says teaching Mandarin in school is a good idea.
I will give my own example. I work in Kenya here, and one added advantage that I have is that because I know Kiswahili, it has given me the job, because it's not only English, but I know Kiswahili, so I have two international languages. And I also need to add the third one. I need to learn French, for example, because this is where I'm gearing towards getting international recognition in terms of languages. So having a language like Chinese is not a bad thing.
Dao says if you know someone's language, you are able to communicate with them and you will be able to understand their intentions and purposes. Juba resident Patrick Godi says China is South Sudan's biggest investor, and to benefit from these corporations, learning the Chinese language is important.
If we are going to tap into some of the opportunities that cooperating with China in trade and commerce, in medicine, science and research, it is important that we comprehend the language that they understand best. That is the kind of positive attitude we should look at the learning center in Juba. There is totally no problem with private citizens, traders or government officials learning the language.
Godi says people should embrace the opportunity as long as it doesn't infringe on the constitutional provisions for English as the official language and the official language of instructions at all education levels, and doesn't interfere with teaching local languages. Kuyok Abol Kuyok, undersecretary in the Ministry of General Education, says teaching the Chinese language is not being incorporated into the South Sudanese education curriculum, but has been an ongoing project supported by the Chinese embassy in Juba since 2018.
With this phase two, there is a small cultural element where they're supposed to teach Chinese language and learn about Chinese culture. So the students that you saw that are in Juba Day, for example, learning Chinese, some of these guys are not students, they are teachers. It is not for students, it's an extracurricular kind of activity. You have teachers from different schools, you have people coming from the residential area who are interested to learn the language. You have university students, you have government officials who are interested. Now obviously, of course, because it is in a school, there are some students that can find extra time from the normal classes to attend.
Kuyok says there are only three foreign languages endorsed in the South Sudanese national curriculum: Kiswahili, French, and Arabic. For VOA News, I am David Monodanga in Juba.